Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. In the first half hour today, I will be talking with Carl Hunting. Carl will be talking about the annual Eastern Townships Vintage Automobile Club's Classic and Vintage Car Show, coming up on June 2nd at the North Hatley River Park in North Hatley. In the second part of today's show, I will talk with Dr. George Sieber. Dr. Sieber will be receiving an honorary doctorate degree in civil law at this weekend's convocation ceremonies at Bishop's University. Dr. Sieber graduated in 1966 and is an internationally recognized vaccine expert. We will start the show with a song called Wake Up by Andrew Dupuy. Stay tuned, we'll hear the interview with Carl Hunting right after the song. Teasdale for the Cube, CJMQ, and we welcome Carl Hunting today to the Townships at 12, and Carl will be talking about the 38th Annual Eastern Townships Vintage Automobile Club's Classic and Vintage Car Show coming up on June 2nd. Now, Carl, how did you first become interested in vintage and classic cars?
It probably goes back to my grandfather. Back when I was younger, I used to go out, my grandfather and grandmother lived in Scottsdale. And I used to go out and visit, and often he'd be in town, and he'd pick me up in his 62 Studebaker Lark. And I kind of fell in love with the car riding out there. And then after he passed, I got one similar. And then it kind of grew from there. And now there's five Studebakers in the yard, a Mercury, a Datsun. Anyway, my wife's not happy, but there's quite a few cars in the yard.
Okay. What's the difference between a vintage car and a classic car?
Well, there's classic cars are mostly from the late 30s. That's American Car Club of America designation, like big, like Duesenbergs and big Packards and Cadillacs and stuff like that. But mostly our car club has Model A's and 50s and 60s cars, which back when we bought them weren't really that old, but now they're 60 years old. And people don't realize how time flies.
Yeah, it does go by too fast. Can you give us an overview of the Vintage and Classic Car Show? When and where is it happening?
Okay, it's this Sunday, which is the 2nd of June, at the North Hatley Water Park by the river, Riverview Park, off of Cableton Road. And when you come into town, and we've been there quite a few years now. We used to have it in Lenoxville at the Optimist Park, but when they made it in a rugby field, they wouldn't let us drive on it, which is fine. And it starts at 9, it ends at 3. Participants, it's $10 entry fee. Spectators are free and more than welcome. We usually get well over 100 cars. Judging by the weather forecast, if it holds, we're going to get a lot of cars because it's really going to be nice, and that's what people like, nice weather to get their cars out and drive.
Mm-hmm. Sounds fantastic. Any particularly rare or unique cars that will be coming?
Never know. It's a hodgepodge. You never know what's going to show up. It's stuff you remember seeing when you were a kid and thought they were long gone, and all of a sudden some guy spent 10 years putting it all back together, and probably because it was his father's car or his grandfather's car. I mean, a lot of this goes back to childhood memories and when you were growing up, your parents' cars and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is the history behind the car show itself? How did it start, and how has it evolved over the years?
Well, it started, the ETVAC, the Eastern Township Vintage Automobile Club, started quite a while ago. And it was started by a couple of teachers from Galt and local guys who had Model A's and Model T's. And then as time went by, they realized that they were going to have to let other makes and models into the club. So it grew and grew. And then one year we had a meeting and someone suggested, well, why don't we have a show? We got all these nice cars. Why don't we show them off? So it started like that, started small and grew. It's not like a Granby show where you get 2,000 or 3,000 cars or anything like that. But, it kind of went along. And as those early members passed, the cars aren't as old as they used to be anymore. There are 40s cars. And there'll be modified cars, which go back into the 30s and 40s, which some people call hot rods. It depends on how you look at it. Not all cars that are modified are hot rods. A lot of people modify them so they're easier to drive on the highway. And nowadays, highway speeds are a lot more than they were in 1940. They didn't have interstates or auto routes and stuff like that. So cars were made to go 80, 90 miles an hour. Of course, not supposed to go that fast, but anyway. You've been on the auto route, I'm sure you've noticed.
Mm-hmm, yeah, okay. And this is the 38th annual show. That's amazing. So
yes,
38
years. And that, well, it also doesn't, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but it also, we missed a couple of years, obviously, because of COVID. So if you go years-wise, we're in our probably 40th or 41st year, but for a couple of years or 3 years, we didn't do it at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, understandable. Now, do you have a favorite car or a memorable experience from the past shows that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I don't know. There's so many different things show up. I mean, we had a guy from Sherbrooke. He used to bring a Nash Metropolitan, which is an extremely small car, every year. I don't know where he went or the car went. I kind of lost track. There was a local member who used to live up on Woodward Road. He had an Isetta, which is German, and the front of the car opens up as the door you get in, the motor is behind you. And it's three wheels, and some are four wheels, but these were three-wheel cars. Steering wheel was in the back, and it was interesting. But the steering wheel used to come out with the door. We get some English cars, just some MGs in the club, and different things. Everybody has their own, what they think is their own special car. We're very open. We don't turn anybody away. So it just goes. The club is keeping going, but it's tough. People are getting older. We lose members due to age and passing. And younger kids are more into the Japanese tuner cars, which we also welcome, but they're not interested in hanging out with a bunch of old fogies.
Okay. What are some of the biggest challenges organizing a show like this?
It's not that hard, well, relatively speaking. We've been doing it for so long. Everybody knows what they need to do. There's people who park. There's people who register. There's people who walk around and make sure everything's okay. We work very closely with the town of North Hatley, and they're a great help, donating the park. And the Legion in North Hatley helps with the food. They have a food canteen. It's a club event, but it's at the stage now where we know what we're doing. We know how to do it. We'll learn through trial and error. Some of the earlier shows were a bit of an adventure. And we're always hostage to the weather, though. I mean, if it rains, it's not going to happen. It's just people just aren't going to get their cars out anymore. Mm-hmm. But if we have a nice sunny day like today's, especially if it's sunny early, because people will drive a distance. We'll get people from Drummondville, Quebec City area, Richmond, down at the border, over towards the Huntington, Knowlton, out through that way, Dunham, Townsville. You come from everywhere. Sometimes we even get cars from Meganic. People like to get out and drive. It's a nice day, and they like to get out and drive.
Mm-hmm, for sure. A great event. Now, what about the safety of old cars? Are you ever afraid, or anybody in your club, afraid to drive them on the highway? Or?
If you had a Model A or a Model T, you don't want to go on a major, major highway. They just won't go more than 35, 40 miles an hour. And a lot of people don't realize you're going that slow, and they'll come up behind you and then all of a sudden realize it. And sometimes you hope it's not too late. But we don't have too much trouble. Everybody takes care of their vehicles. The newer cars, like the 60s and 50s and even 70s, are modern enough that they can go keep up with the flow of the traffic. A lot of the older cars in the 30s and 40s, you can modify your car enough so that you can put better brakes on it and maybe a little bit better motor in it, or rework the motor that's already in it so it looks original, but it's not quite. But you can keep, 50, 55 miles an hour on a two-lane highway. You shouldn't be too much trouble.
Okay, what about the airbags and things like that?
Well, you try not to hit anything. you can't retrofit an airbag into an old car. Because you'd have to change the steering wheel. You'd have to completely redo the dash, because that's where the bags are. I mean, the bag in your car is in the steering wheel, and the bag for your passenger is above the glove box door. So that kind of stuff would be very hard to do. But you can put power brakes on, and you can put power steering in. Mechanical stuff you can do. And guys put seat belts in their cars and stuff. I mean, you don't want to hit a rigid steering wheel from the 30s or from the 40s or 50s. They weren't made to collapse like they are now.
Mm-hmm. What about the future of vintage and classic cars, collecting them and shows like this evolving?
Well, I think as long as we can drive the cars, the shows will remain. There's books out with lists of all the shows, and there's shows somewhere every weekend in this province and in Ontario and in New England. There's some bigger shows, like Granby is a very big show. There's a show that used to be called the Stowe Show in Vermont, but it's the Waterbury Show because they had to move the field, but it'll get 1,000 cars. And there's a lot of towns use the show, use car shows as an attraction, for a weekend, get tourists in and get people in and gives them a chance to show off a little bit.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that you have some vintage and classic cars yourself. Could we go over that again? How many do you have, and what are they?
Well, they're not, I wouldn't call them classics. They're not, the Studebaker, I have Studebakers, and from memories of growing up, and they're a very, what you'd call a proletarian car. I don't think I pronounced that right. They're very basic. They're not big. Very roomy inside the way they were designed, but they're quite square. Some of the ones in the 50s were pretty sporty. And they made a car in the 60s called the Avanti, which I do not have one, which was basically a two-seat sports car. And it was quite popular, but they only made it for a couple of years. Studebaker has made a car since 1966. So you're not going to find too many in the 70s or 80s. They run nice. They're not terribly fast, unless you want it to be. But they're nice, solid, basic cars. And they look nice.
Yeah. Okay. Do you work on the cars yourself, or do you have somebody work on them?
No, nobody's ever called me a mechanic. I can change my oil and rotate the tires and stuff like that, but anything, especially to do with safety-wise, like brakes and stuff like that, there's local mechanics around here who will still work on older cars. You don't go to Canadian Tire. They just look at you like you're from the moon. But there's a lot of local guys who are not afraid to work on cars.
Okay. Any advice you'd give to somebody who's just starting and collecting or restoring cars, old cars?
Well, if I was going to start over, I've learned some very valuable and expensive lessons. Try to buy a car that runs. Everything's prohibitively expensive now to repair. Lots of parts out there. That's not really a big problem unless you get something like a very rare car. You might have trouble getting parts, but there's clubs. There's a Studebaker club. There's a Hudson club. There's Chevrolet clubs. There's Ford clubs. There's Chrysler clubs. And a lot of reproduction parts for the more popular cars, like Fords and Chevs and Chryslers and stuff like that. There's a booming business in reproduction parts because people my age and a little bit younger are reliving their youth. The car they couldn't afford in high school, well, maybe they can afford it when they retire now. But try to buy a car that's relatively solid and runs. That's a key. Painting now is $8,000-$10,000 to paint a car, which is a lot of money when you only maybe paid $2,500 for the car to begin with. It can be kind of scary.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's much more than it was when I started. I started in 1976, 77, a couple years before I got married. And, you know, you can get a car painted for $500-$600. Now that they won't even look at you. That won't cover the cost of the paint, let alone the labor, because it's so labor intensive and labor is so expensive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else we left out that you wanted to add, Carl?
Well, no, just that I hope lots of people come. The guys and girls who bring their cars really appreciate when they get big crowds to look at them and ooh and ah over them and want to tell the history to these people about where the car came from, or was it maybe there's the guys there who will have cars from their grandparents or their parents that stayed in the family, maybe put in a garage for 15, 20 years and then brought out, refurbished, and away they go.
Okay, great. Carl Hunting for the 38th Annual Eastern Townships Vintage Automobile Club's Classic and Vintage Car Show. That's coming up June 2nd, and it will be at the North Hatley River Park in North Hatley. Showtime starts at 9 a.m., and it goes on to 3 p.m. So thanks again, Carl, and all the best on the show.
Well, thank you very much for your interest and your help in the community.
Thank you.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. The 38th Annual Eastern Townships Vintage Automobile Club's Classic and Vintage Car Show will be held on June 2nd, 2024. The show will take place at the North Hatley River Park in North Hatley. The show time is 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. For more information, call 819-578-5052. The countdown is on for this year's Lennoxville Elementary School Silent Auction. The Facebook event will go live on May 31st, and you will have 1 week to bid. All winners will be asked to pick up their items from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Saturday, June 8th, cash only, at Lennoxville Elementary School. Please spread the word and share the event. Everyone in the community is welcome to bid, and there's lots of exciting items to win. More details to come. Want to donate something to the auction? There's still time. Email lennoxvillepo at gmail.com.
silentauction.com. All proceeds will go towards the school and the students. Silent Auction going live on May 31st.
Friendship Day in Lenoxville, June 8th, starts at 10 a.m. Fun for the whole family. Boutique Encores Under the Tent Sale, located at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville, on Friday, June 7th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on Saturday, June 8th, 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Clothing, linens, jewelry, sports, games, toys, books, kitchen, household items, furniture, and small appliances. $6 fill your bag sale Saturday, June 8th, 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Early birds are welcome Thursday afternoon, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. The Lenoxville Art Group will be having a vernissage on Friday, June 7th, from 17 hours to 20 hours, and again on Saturday, June 8th, 9 a.m. to 15 hours. At the Amity Baudouin Community Center in Lenoxville, 10 Samuel Gratham Street on the second floor. There will be a plant sale coming up on Sunday, June 2nd, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Colby Curtis Museum out in Stansted. Mental Health Estuary will be having their annual general meeting coming up on June 25th at 7 p.m. They're located at 3355 College Street in Sherbrooke. Everyone is welcome to come on out and see what they have been doing in the past year. Coming up on June 1st, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the official opening of the Lenoxville Public Market. They invite you to come and celebrate the abundance and opening of the 2024 season. On the menu, entertainment, music, and festive activities for the whole family, and the traditional sale of plants and vegetable seeds. The Lenoxville and District Women's Center AGM Annual General Meeting High Tea Party coming up on June 20th at 6:15 p.m. Join Literacy in Action's new Smart Science series, Engineering Squad, available now in Barrie, a family activity in Barrie, Saturdays 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. from May 4th to June 8th. Sign up with Angie at lia-estree.org or call 819-346-7009. Limited spots are available. An antique farm machinery show coming up on June 15th and 16th at 128-143 Richmond, Quebec at the Richmond Fairgrounds, Saturday 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Admission is $20 for those 16 years and up, $5 for 10 to 15 years and free under 10 years, 10:30 a.m. Inscription for antique tractor pulls, the pulls start at 11 a.m., 1800 pork and beef supper with all the trimmings. Tickets are sold in advance. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $15 for those 16 years and up, $5 for children 10 to 15 years and free under 10 years old. 11 a.m. tractor parade, 1300 tractor games. Also for the 2 days, there is a public market, a flea market, canteen on the grounds, and a petting zoo. If you belong to a nonprofit organization and you would like your event announced, it's free. Please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. And also, if you would like to have an interview, if you're in the nonprofit group, please give me an email again, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM. This show is called The Townships at 12, and I'm your host, Maureen. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Carl Hunting, for telling us all about the Eastern Townships Vintage Automobile Club's Classic and Vintage Car Show coming up on June 2nd, and that will be taking place at the North Hatley River Park in North Hatley from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Don't forget, if you want some information, please call Carl at 819-578-5052. And in the second part of today's show, we'll be talking with Dr. George Sieber. He is receiving an honorary degree at Bishop's at the convocation ceremonies this weekend, and he is an internationally recognized vaccine expert. We'll hear a word from a couple of our sponsors, the news with Derek Bullard, and we'll be right back after that, so please stay tuned. And we'll finish the first part of today's show with a song called Good Friends, and it's by Max Gomez. Thank you.
Come on and take my hand in the town, babe. We'll lose these blues and keep from feeling down, babe. Together I know a place we can go, where the rain don't fall and the wind don't blow. And it's always more than meets the eye. And you know how I hate to see you cry. 'Cause you're my good friend. You're my good friend, girl. You'll be my good friend, babe, until the day I die. Well, there's no such thing as a dead end, 'cause no road, babe, ever really ends. And you're free now, you got no rules, babe. Well, every rule you just break before it bends. And it's always more than meets the eye. You know how I hate to see you cry. 'Cause you're my good friend. You're my good friend, girl. You'll be my good friend, babe, until the day I die. Your dollar down on red. The good bet is the one that's in your heart, babe, not the one stuck inside your head. 'Cause it's always more than meets the eye. And you know how I hate to see you cry. 'Cause you're my good friend. You're my good friend, girl. You'll be my good friend, babe, until the day I die. Yeah, you're my good friend. And I'm your good friend, girl. I'll be your good friend, babe, until the day I die. We'll be good friends, babe, until the day I die.